Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt, the owner, and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from the funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. Wow. We believe in service. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95 for an oil change. Yes, you heard that right. $17.95 and $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, keeping cars happy with happy owners. Check it out and contact Matt Weber, the owner of Clark's Car Care, at 630-427-0967. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? Do you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Well, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. If you want something, let's work for it together. Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness is available to help you. She is not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Jocelyn can help you get into your pre-baby weight clothes. If you're looking to get stronger, I know I am. Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. If this sounds like something you're looking for, then she's the right person for you. Check out First Comes Fitness on the web or on Facebook. Message her to schedule a free consultation. First Comes Fitness. Naper Settlement, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org or give them a call at 630-305-5257. This weekend is All Hallows Eve, and on the Dolly McCarthy Show, we've got tickets to give away. Definitely message us on Facebook and on Twitter or on Instagram, and we will definitely randomly pick someone out. Lots of tickets here to give out, so your chances of winning are very good. Send us a message about Naper Settlements All Hallows Eve, and we'll be sure to, well, happy to give out some free tickets to you. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing your home part of your fall plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows, and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272. Homebridge Financial Services. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, dong, ding, ding. Thanks for supporting us, Naperville Trolley, with your sponsorship. And we want to do a shout-out to our friends over at Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Sullivan's Steak. And let's not forget Bricconi's. They are another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They're a small business that is family owned and operated. We're thrilled to have them as part of our show. They've been supporting us for, oh, about 2 years now. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat over at Bricconi's. Check out Bricconi's.com. That's Bricconi's.com. Or you can call them at 630-717-9530. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to Naperville Alarm. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000.
Good news, good cash, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show. Jolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. I love you. Everybody, I love you. You know what? This has been an amazing couple of weeks. I'm on cloud nine, as I'm sure many of my dear friends, especially my friends I know for sure on the northwest side of Chicago, who are all diehard Cubs fans, 99.89%. We are all so thrilled because I don't know if you've heard, maybe you're living under a rock, but the Cubbies are going all the way, people. They're going to be playing. They're moving on. They advanced to the National League Championship Series. They beat the Giants that last game. Oh, my goodness. You know, talk about a heart attack. The Cubs gave us a heart attack those last two games in the series against the Giants, but they pulled through in Cubby fashion. The winningest team in baseball this year. I don't know if I've ever said that in my life. It's such a great feeling. So all is well. The world is well. All is good. Life is good. I'll say this. Even if they don't win the series this year, the World Series this year, should I say that? Oh, my God. Dare I say that? It's all good because we've had a great year watching them. But I really think they're going all the way. And you know how I know that? Because the last 2 years, I started off the Dolly McCarthy Show, at least we kicked off the spring season of the Dolly McCarthy Show by celebrating the Cubs opening day. And the last 2 years, and I think I'll continue this tradition, my dear friend Michael Reiser from the Michael Reiser Band, he was on the show, and we kicked it off by playing a song that I just love, 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 love. And if you haven't heard it yet, you probably heard it on, you've heard it on this show. The Cubs will do it again. That's Michael Reiser's famous song in Chicago. In fact, he just appeared on Good Day Chicago this past Monday morning, October 10th, to perform that song. He was fantastic, and he did some other songs too. You remember when he came on the show and we talked about God and Country, his last CD? There's like 16 songs on there. The guy's amazing. But who could ever forget his new Cubs anthem? Well, actually, it's about 2 years old now. You can get it on iTunes if you haven't heard it, but I'll play it on the show here. Go to michaelreiser.com. You can join his mailing list there and download the Cubs anthem. I think it's a free download. In fact, it is, yes. But anyway, without further ado, I am so thrilled to have on my buddy today, Michael Reiser. Michael, are you there?
Dolly, how are you, my dear? So good to talk to you with this wonderful win under our belt, and we're headed for the National League pennant, aren't we?
We are ready. We are definitely heading there. We don't know how it's going to end up, but we are heading there. Maybe we'll get the pennant. I hope so.
I think it's destiny.
You think so this year? What makes you feel different this year, Michael? And make us tell everybody, you're from the Northwest side too. You're my Northwest side buddy. So we've been through a lot of heartache. But what makes this year feel different than all the others?
Well, I know we're both probably a little bit optimistic. We're a little bit prejudiced, of course, cheering for our team, the Cubs, right? But I'll tell you, I don't recall ever seeing an exciting season like this, not just for the Cubs, but for any baseball team, with the exception of, you know, what's happened with the Blackhawks a couple of years ago, you know. We've won 103 regular season games. It's an outrageous number. I mean,
the dominance is there.
No, we've never been able to say such a thing in our lifetime. And I think this is going to be the vindicating year.
Yeah, I think, do you get that feeling because of the number of wins, or what makes you feel that way? Just a feeling? Because we Cubs fans, we have these feelings, and then we realize it's just a feeling.
I think it's the number of wins, of course, and I think it's the way that they've done it. In past years, they might have had successful runs, of course, but if they got behind too much, it seemed like they had a difficulty coming back. This year, even when they get behind, like in this last game, against the Giants, even with them behind by three runs in the ninth inning, they find a way to suddenly score four runs and win the game. You know, this is not a give up team. These are the cardiac Cubs. They give us heart attacks, but we love them, and they're winning in the process.
Oh my God, you said it perfectly there. The cardiac Cubs. That's what I felt like the other night. Were you one of those? Well, I know I was, and I'm ashamed to say this now, but you know, can you blame us? But I went to bed at the seventh, eighth inning. I had enough the other night against the Cubs and the Giants when they were down.
I
went to bed, and then I got out of bed, and I had this weird feeling that they were coming back, and that, God gun it, they came right back. Couldn't believe it.
You know
it.
What? You're not the only one in Chicago that did that. You're not the only one that did that in Chicago. I was one of those too. I got so upset for a while. I turned it off for about an inning, maybe two innings. And then I thought, you know what? I've got to check back in. I can't leave it alone. I've got to check back in. And I turn it back on, and suddenly I see that, you know, it's a whole new ball game, and it was the most exciting feeling. It was the most exciting feeling. I'll tell you what, I woke the kids up. We all got up and started watching and biting our nails and cheering and you know, just, I'm telling you, they're the cardiac Cubs, but they're doing it. They're doing it. We love them.
That game was almost as good as, well, I don't know. I've never experienced a World Series with the Cubs. Obviously, none of us have. But, you know, it was like I looked at my kids and I said, if they win this game, it would be just as amazing as winning the World Series. They looked at me like, Mom, what is your problem? What are you talking about,
yeah,
Mom? You know, I'll take it. I'll take every win, and I'll just celebrate every win. You know, the way they came back was just crazy. The last two games, the feeling the last two games, but the way they came back in that last game. And, you know, do you remember a couple of years ago when the Cubs were winning by 6-7 points to only lose the game at the end? Do you remember that year?
Yes.
It was a couple of years ago.
The frustration.
There were so many games. There were quite a few games like that.
Yeah, we remember this frustration. You know, that's why this is such a special feeling year for all of us.
Yeah. Definitely a special team, that's for sure. Who's your favorite Cubs player? Do you have one particular favorite? There's so many for
you
me.
Know,
Everybody
loves Bryant, and how could you not like this guy? He's magnificent. But I'll tell you, I kind of have I got a special feeling in my heart for Anthony Rizzo. You know, I like a lot about him, his backstory, the struggles that he's come from, you know, the adversities that he's dealt with from that, and to become this magnificent powerhouse of a player. I got a lot of respect for Brian. I got a lot of respect for you know, all of them, of course. Jake Arrieta to hit a three-run home run, for goodness sakes, last Monday night. We were just going nuts. We were so excited for that when that happened. But you know,
and Wood,
like I said, Rizzo.
Wood was
Rizzo
struggled in this last series.
He's got a special backstory, and you know, it's inspiring, and I think that's the kind of thing that draws me closer to a player like that. Sometimes, you know, they're all fantastic, he's the guy that I really relate to the best, I think.
Yeah, well, so Rizzo struggled a little bit, at least on the offensive end. Last series, wouldn't you say? I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by his performance, but he did very well defensively. I have to do a shout out to Baez.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, so hopefully
he'll make up for it in this
next series.
Yeah.
Well, Baez,
yeah.
You know what he is? He is a true ball player. He's consistent. He's strong. He's just consistently a ball player. That's what he is. He's consistent. He's not a show-off. He's not a look-at-me kind of guy. And his plays made a real difference. I wouldn't say they were home runs or anything like that, but he was consistently – he kept us fighting consistently through the series.
He's the one that got us the win in the first game against the Giants. You know, if you remember, that first game was like watching paint dry. I mean, for both sides.
I fell asleep.
You know, Oh, it was like watching paint dry. I mean, it was about as exciting as watching a qualifying round of golf.
Yeah, it was. It was. That's so funny you said that, because yeah, I thought that too. I'm like, wow, this is weird. I'm yawning. I'm actually falling asleep. Mm-hmm. But I hung in there, and then towards the end of that first game, it got exciting
again. And he
again.
Gave
but,
it to us.
Baez,
boom, one run,
I
home
think
run.
He deserved MVP of that. Don't you think Baez should get the MVP for that series? I think he was, because he was consistently delivering.
I think.
You know.
I agree. I think he was the deciding factor.
Don't you just love talking sports?
especially when the Cubs are winning. Yeah.
But all the players are fantastic. We're not picking on anybody, but I will say that Baez was the MVP in my eyes just for that last series against the Giants. But they all pulled through, and they all had amazing plays offensively and defensively at one game or another. And so we'll see now what happens. So Saturday night, all the first five games of the National League Championship Series start at 7:08. First two are at Wrigley. So Saturday and
mm-hmm.
Sunday at Wrigley. And who knows? We're not sure if they're playing, Washington Nationals or Los Angeles Dodgers. We don't know as of today.
Tonight. Yeah, we'll find out tonight.
Tonight we find out.
I'm personally hoping it's the Dodgers. You know, it's the Dodgers. But either way, the Cubs are ready for whoever it is.
Yeah, because, I mean, Los Angeles is a huge baseball town. Yeah, it would be a nice. It would be a nice matchup with those two.
It would be
towns.
A great matchup.
So
yep,
your
I
favorite
agree.
Is Rizzo. You know, like I was telling everybody at the beginning of the show, we kicked off the spring season with you last year and then this past year. And we
and
never
they, and
knew,
had
Michael
years.
And I never knew that this was going to happen. So I really credit Michael Reiser. He's our good luck charm. With that song, Cubs Will Do It Again. If you haven't heard that song, you know, Michael, you started this good vibe, and I think it caught on. The whole city's listening to it. You were just on Fox. You've been on WGN, too, spreading your good vibes, spreading the good word. Cubs Will Do It Again. You know, do you really think this is going to be the year? Do you feel deep down in your bones, in your heart?
I know it in my bones. I know it in my bones. There's a lot of reasons.
Okay, maybe I won't ask you my next question.
There are peculiar reasons that if I say them, I'll sound like a crackpot. But I'm telling you, I know in my bones that this will be the year. And there was a feeling in my bones that even though last year could be spectacular, that there was a chance it wouldn't be. But this year, I know this is going to be the case. There's a whole different story going on, and I'll leave it at that without being committed to an insane asylum. the whole vibe for the song started on your show, Dolly. It started off on your show 2 years ago.
That's
so. I got to say thank you.
That's right. Was that the first public airing of the show?
That
or
was
the
first
the song, I should
public
say?
Broadcast of the song. Yeah, the song. The song
I even
was
made
first
it on your CD. I
on
saw
your
that.
Song. Yeah, yes, you did. Yes, you did. You're on
I'm
my
so
DVD.
Honored.
CD.
So honored. The Cubs will do it again. So last year, when you wrote that, did you write that song last year or the season before that? So three seasons ago.
I wrote it at the very end of the 2014 season. For the 2015 season, and typically things work in a one-year lag when I do something. And so when I wrote it for the 2015 season, that's when I kind of figured, you know what, 2015 could be very good, but it'll be the 2016 that it'll probably end up popping in. And sure enough, that seems what has happened.
Did you really? I don't remember you saying that. I don't remember you saying that. I never said that.
I've never listen. Okay, all right. I'm gonna tell you something kind of weird. Okay. How much time do we have? How much time do we have?
We got plenty of time.
All
I'll
right.
give you all the time you all need, right. my friend.
All right, you're going to think this is a little bit weird. But before I tell you this weird thing, I want to throw out a real quick little commercial, okay? I want to tell all your listeners they can get a free download of this song, Cubs Will Do It Again. All of my music, including this, my God and Country album, is all available on iTunes. But this song, Cubs Will Do It Again, is my gift to Chicago. And everybody can get it for free this month to help celebrate this Cubs season, okay? Everybody can get it for free just by going to michaelreiser.com and signing up for my mailing list, and you will automatically receive a free download. That's it. That's all you have to do. Sign up for my mailing list. Boom, you get a free download of Cubs Will Do It Again.
Wow.
And that's no fancy
that's
spelling,
so
Michael Reiser. You know, it's a free gift to Chicago because the Cubs have given us a great gift, you know. So Michael Reiser, M-I-C-A-E-L. Yep, R-I-S-E-R.com. And the second commercial before I go into my story that you're going to completely call the men in white coats for me on, my next story is, or commercial is, I want to make sure everybody comes to my Penny Road show at the Penny Road Pub at 545.
All-ages show. I like this.
It's an all-ages show. That's right. It's an all-ages show. It's a family-friendly show at the Penny Road Pub in South Barrington, located at 545 Penny Road, South Barrington, Friday, tomorrow, October 14th, 7 p.m. I specifically chose that date so that it did not interfere with the Cubs playoffs. Okay.
Well, thank goodness.
And,
I feel sorry for you because
I would not conflict with the playoffs. Believe me, I would not conflict with the playoffs. So the show starts at 7 o'clock.
Smart man.
Free parking. It's free parking. It's a nice early show, all ages show. It's only an $8 entrance fee, okay? But anybody that says Dolly McCarthy Show at the door gets a free CD from me, from my God and Country 16-song CD. Absolutely free. You come in, you pay the $8 entrance fee, you say, I'm here from the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you get a free 16-song God and Country CD from me. So that's my commercial, okay? And that's my show tomorrow,
Friday.
Who said
there's no benefit to being my friend? Who said there's no benefit to being my friend? Michael Reiser, you are amazing. If you've never seen this man perform live, you are in for a treat. I've been lucky to see him perform live, and it's a great show. Man, you put so much energy and love and passion into your performances, and the music is fantastic. Especially, you got to see Cubs Will Do It Again live. Everybody should wear their Cubs to celebration.
I tell you, I would love
as well.
I would love that. That'd be the greatest. It'd be a nice. It'd be a, this. I'm billing this as my Cubs circus rally. So we're gonna just have a good time. So are you?
But we're
gonna
play the song for my listeners too. Sorry, Michael.
That's
what's
great.
That? Oh yeah, I want
to
hear your story. But I'll just tell everybody
story?
Really quick that I'm gonna play the song. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry, we're talking
beautiful.
Over. I'm going to play the Cubs Will Do It Again song after Michael and I talk, but now we got to hear his story,
okay.
And we promise we won't call the guys in the white coats.
Okay. When I
we want you to be free.
When I was a kid, taking a peculiar class on various cultures in high school, there was a section in the class that dealt with paranormal and psychic ability and stuff like that, okay? And so they took several volunteers from the class to get tested for ESP, extrasensory perception, okay? And so I was just being goofy, and I raised my hand to do it just for fun to get some laughs up there, all right? So I went up to the front of the class, and they had a stack of cards that somebody held up behind our heads, and the goal was that we had to guess which shape was being held up right behind our head at any given moment, okay? So the first time, let's just say it was one was a square, one was a triangle, one was a circle, one was a star. So I don't know exactly remember what exactly the ones were that I called out, but the first time that I did it, and so we each got like four chances, let's say, okay? The first one that I did, apparently I said something like, maybe I said it was a circle, and it was a square behind me. And so, of course, everybody laughed because I was wrong, because behind me was a square, but I said circle. But on the second round then, a circle popped up behind me. And on that time, on the second round, I said star, okay? And some people laughed again, but they noticed that the circle popped up afterwards. And then when the third round came, the star popped up behind my head. And then on that one, suddenly less people were laughing. And I don't know any of this because I've got my back to all of this, and I'm just facing the class, okay? And on the next set of cards after that, so, for example, I said then maybe I said the square was going to be next. And then after that, it was not the square behind me, but the next one that would come, for example, would be the square. So I was always one ahead, not accurate, but I was consistently always one ahead, and suddenly people started to react in peculiar ways in the class, going, ooh, and weird, you know, and stuff like that. And I didn't know what was going on because I didn't know if I was getting up, what they were just messing with me. So I have some sort of weird abilities at times that, you know, have not intentionally come through, but they apparently come through undisciplined, unskilled. And so this, when I wrote this song 2 years ago for the 2015 season, it didn't surprise me that it didn't happen in 2015, but that's why I'm pretty confident it's going to happen in 2016. So let's see at the end of this season.
Wow.
If I was right.
Yeah. One ahead.
So it's kind of weird. So now that I've shared this weird story with you, promise me you're not going to send
the men in white coats.
You're not
going to
send the men with the white coats and the nets and the straitjackets to my show tomorrow at Penny Road Pub at 7 o'clock.
No, we won't. We won't. I'm glad you shared that with me. I'm glad you were comfortable and felt safe sharing it on
that's
the Dolly McCarthy
yeah,
show, Michael.
That's a very weird story.
This is a safe place.
I've used that skill once in a while when I've been playing craps in Las Vegas, believe it or not, and it's helped me quite a bit at times. But it's not
something
I've ever really developed.
Hmm.
It's not something I've ever developed. You know, I can't claim that. That's just something that kind of a weird thing
that
goes on in me.
Well, you know, when
when
Chris Bryant hit that 3-run home run, I predicted it. So once in a while, I pull out my, you know, my powers, and I can predict things.
Oh, well,
I can have a strong sense.
Women have a lot of perception. Women have a lot of. I will never ever doubt what a woman says. You've got a set of completely different senses than we use as men, and I will always, you know, have respect for them.
good thing. Very good thing to have. Okay. It works in your marriage, too, talking to a man. How many years have you been married? How about your wife? Is
21 years.
Fan?
21 years. Of course. Are you kidding me?
That's why it's working, right? It's working for you.
Yeah. Well, you got them both be Cubs.
It doesn't hurt.
You can't have a mixed marriage. You can't have a Cubs fan and a Sox fan in the same house.
You know, that's a good thing. You know, I wonder about that. Is anybody married to a Sox fan? And how is that working out for you?
Yeah, I'm curious about that. That's the topic for your next show.
That, you know what? Inquiring minds want to know. That would be interesting.
Inquiring
oh
minds
my goodness.
Do
so
want
to know. How many? How long? How many games in the series? How many games do you think the Cubs are gonna take this series?
And I'll tell you another one. I'll tell you another one. Okay, when I was on when I did the Fox.
Hey
so
now.
Just at the beginning of the week, I predicted that they were going to sweep it, but I was wrong. So if my pattern follows, that means this one they're going to sweep.
They're going to sweep.
Let's see.
You might.
Let's see.
Well, I'll be telling. If they win tonight, I think I might just be a believer in you. If they win tonight, this is going to be. Saturday night, 7:08 at Wrigley Field. Are you going to be at any of the games? Are you going
to
be at any of the games?
I'm going to try to get some tickets for them. Believe me, I'm trying to get some tickets. I didn't win that lottery to get selected, but I'm going to try to get some tickets for that for sure. I've gone to previous pennant games, and it's so much fun. Those pennant games are great, you know. I mean, I remember them, you know, going back to when they played the Marlins. I remember back in, what was that? Was that 2006 or 7? I forgot what it was. I mean, they're exciting as anything. Back in the Sammy Sosa days, and, you know, this last season I didn't get out to any playoff games, but I'd love to get out to one this year for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been to enough games this season, haven't you? Have you met any of the current players? Have you ever met Rizzo, your favorite, right? Is he your favorite, Rizzo?
I haven't met him. I haven't met him. Haven't met any of the guys, actually. So maybe that's next on the old bucket list.
Well, I really wish that they would have picked you to sing this song in the stadium, or at least play your song in the stadium.
How come that hasn't happened yet? From your lips to God's ears, may that happen. I would be so happy. You have no idea. It'd be a thrill of my life. But at this point, for now, I'm just happy presenting it to the people of Chicago through the airwaves, from your show, from the TV shows that it's been on. That's a fantastic thing. I'm very happy to do it. You know, I feel like I've been part of the Cubs season this way. And that's my gift to Chicago. That's my gift to me, too. Just to be part of the Cubs season, because I've been a fan since I was a little kid.
Well, we thank you for the gift of the song. It's called "The Cubs Will Do It Again," Michael Reiser. You hit this one out of the ballpark, my friend. If you haven't heard the song, I'm going to play it today, but you could go to michaelreiser.com and download it for free this month only, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
You would love
this
song.
Only.
At the end of the song,
you
know, it's so wild because 2 years ago when we were playing this song, Mr. Ernie Banks passed away, and you've got Ernie in the song. You've got the goat. Listen to me. I can't believe I just goated here at the end of the song. What do you think of that guy that was – what about that guy, that Giants fan that was wearing the goat? Or was that a Cubs fan? Who was that wearing the goat at the game, at the series
wearing,
against the Giants?
Did
he ever find out who that guy was?
But I didn't see it. I heard that, but I didn't see it. I just heard stories about it.
I love seeing Bill Murray with that T-shirt. I ain't afraid no goat. I love that.
Yeah,
for
him to be
one,
it was a real laugh. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Nice throwback to the old Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah, right. Well, it's always good to talk to you, Michael Reiser. So Friday night, again, you'll be in Barrington.
Yep, Penny Road Pub, 7 p.m.
Drop the name again.
Penny Road Pub,
7 p.m. Bring the kids out. It's a family-friendly
all ages show, 7 p.m.
show. Fantastic.
Say you're there from the Dolly McCarthy show, get a free CD.
A free CD, people. It's free stuff. We're all about the free stuff on this show. Absolutely. And did I mention I'm giving away free oil changes, courtesy of Clark's Car Care, and let's not forget my next guest coming up, Emma from Napier Settlement will be with us, going to fill us in on all things going on at Napier Settlement. Lots of great events coming up. And we're going to fill you in on that. But this weekend, All Hallows Eve takes place. And we've got free tickets for that as well. All about the free stuff here. But Michael Reiser, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's always good to talk to you, my Northwest Side
buddy.
Thank
you, Dolly. It's always a lot of fun.
Thank you for the gift of the
song.
You
are a lot of fun. You've got a great spirit and just a great soul. And I love connecting with you. You're wonderful.
Oh, likewise, my friend. Likewise. All right, go Cubbies.
Go Cubbies.
Michael, if the Cubs go on to the World Series, when, right? You got to come back on the show. We're going to play the song again. We got to keep it going. This is our good luck charm. The Cubs will do it again, everybody. Michael Reiser, MichaelReiser.com.
Thank you, Dolly.
Thanks, Michael.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. All right, here we go. Michael Reiser with the Cubs will do it again. Listen in.
Just like they did it before. Cubs will do it again. Just like they did it before. They can close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their bats and getting ready to score. The Cubs will do it again. Just like they did it before. I've been told a bunch of times about some curse from 1945 from a man with a ghost, cause they were thrown out of the park by some security guy. By now they go to the curse is gone. The Cubs will do it again, cause now it's time to move on. Come on, do it again, just like I did it before. They get close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're living up their best and getting ready to score. Come on, do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from the bleachers until you understand. Kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. Come on, do it again, just like you did it before. From our own players' hands, we fell for things and still believe it. If you understand it, say yeah, 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 yeah. Come to do it again, just like they did it before. Big and close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their bets and getting ready to score. Come to do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from Chicago till you understand.
This is the last time this year, so let me hear you, good and loud. All right, Gary, a one, a two, a three. Hey, we out to the
All right. I just had to play a little Harry Carey there. We want to keep his spirit alive while the Cubbies are going all the way, everybody. Saturday night, Cubs are taking on, well, we're not sure who, the Dodgers or the Nationals, Washington Nationals. We'll see what happens. But, oh, it was a great time talking to Michael Reiser and playing his song. The Cubs will do it again. I think they will. 100-plus years later, we will do it again. Hey, I got a quick announcement, and then we will talk to our good friend Emma over at Napier Settlement to give us the lowdown on what's going on, all things Napier Settlement. Definitely, if you haven't done so already, I've got a couple of callers coming in here, and I would love to give away free tickets to Napier Settlement's All Hallows Eve that's happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, starting at 6:30, and we're giving away free tickets for that. So stick around for that. Send me a message on Facebook or on Twitter. You can also post something on Instagram, like and make a comment, and randomly we'll pick a name. We've got plenty of tickets to give away. We'd love to share these tickets with you. If you don't win tickets, you can definitely head over to Napier Settlement in Naperville and catch all the fun over there this weekend. Hey, the Naperville Junior Women's Club is having a ladies' night out, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this. This is all taking place on November 10th at the Chicago Marriott Naperville over on Napier Boulevard. November 10th from 6:30 until 10 o'clock at night. Check out NapervilleJuniors.org for all the details, but we're thrilled to be a partner with the juniors on this exciting, fun annual ladies' night out. And the theme is Pinot and pearls. So Pinot, something tells me there's going to be some wine. And pearls, lots of gifts and goodie bags and giveaways and shopping just in time for the holidays. All proceeds from the event will benefit Kids Matter, a charity that's near and dear to my heart, and they've been on this show many times. There's VIP or general admission, and you can take advantage of both of those. Check out their Facebook page. They have a 2016 Naperville Junior Women's Club Ladies Night Out Facebook page. post on there that you heard about it on the Dolly McCarthy Show. And I will see you there November 10th. I hope to see you again. All benefiting Kids Matter. Now, there's another big event coming on this weekend, Friday night. If you are without the kids, you might want to head over to the DuPage Children's Museum. Next Gen Board is hosting a fundraiser. You can buy tickets now for Driven to Give, a party with a purpose. This is Friday, October 14th from 6:30 until 11. Maybe Saturday night, take the kids to Naper Settlement. How about that? This is all to benefit the DuPage Children's Museum. Tickets are $75. There's also a VIP experience. Always that VIP experience, a little sweetened experience there for $125 and includes early admission. You can test drive a sleek sports car. How fun is that? Prior to the cocktail reception, of course. We don't want any drinking and driving. Signature cocktails and then entry into the main event. There's going to be a DJ, dancing, heavy appetizers, open bar, silent auction. We love those silent auctions. And a raffle. And so much more. Always a good time. Good party at the Naperville DuPage. Actually, it's the DuPage Children's Museum in Naperville. And for more information, you can go to DuPageChildrens.org or call 630-637-8000 for more information on that. All righty. Emma, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Emma. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
For settlement. We're doing great. How's everybody over at the settlement today? It's a beautiful day. The sun is out. You got a good crowd over there?
Oh, well, we have lots of school children. Yeah, and we have a lot of volunteers on the ground. Everyone's helping us set up for All Hallows Eve this weekend, so it's kind of crazy, but a lot of fun.
It's starting to look spooky over there, isn't it?
Yeah, slowly but surely. It definitely is.
Yeah. So let me ask you about this, Nate, All Hallows Eve. In years past, it was really, really scary. Tell us what kind of a rating would you say? So folks trying to gauge, you know, if their children could handle something like this. Is it anything like Fright Fest at Six Flags, or is it kind of more of a rated G experience or PG? What would you say?
Well, we like to rate it PG creepy, which kind of makes it cute. But we don't – it depends on the child, of course. But we usually try to recommend ages 8 and up, and we do get a lot of teenagers and kids, and it's definitely it's a family experience. So it's not as crazy as Fright Fest, but it is still fun. It gives you something else to do rather than trick-or-treating, something else to do this month.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm relieved to hear that because I took the kids to Fright Fest, and we lasted 15 minutes in that park, and we had to leave. I'm not kidding you. And my kids are over the age of 8. But those guys were really creepy, and they wouldn't leave us alone. They were really scaring the heck out of us. And we like to be scared and, you know, like you said, creeped out, but not to that extent. So I'm sorry, Six Flags. I'm not a fan of your Fright Fest. But,
I know.
You know, I'm glad to hear that Naper Settlement, can still get a little bit of that, you know.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. You know, we have scary attractions. We have an H.H. Holmes mansion, and we have a rating system. So once you come in, you get your program. If it has three skulls next to it, it's the scariest story that we have or the scariest building. And if it has one skull, it's not so scary. So you can always kind of come in and just kind of pick and choose what you kind of want to see.
Okay, so no one running around chasing your child.
There will be. We have twice as many strollers. We have so many strollers this year. So while you're waiting in line, you better watch out.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll experience this, and I will get back to all of you on our experience. But I haven't been to Naper Settlement's All Hallows Eve in a couple of years, and my kids were asking because I'm taking them Friday night. We're going Friday night, and my kids are asking, you know, what level of scary is this? So okay, good to know.
Yeah.
So tell us exactly about the whole All Hallows Eve experience. You come in, and Naper Settlement, the grounds are decked out like a
yeah
like what just you know for the holiday.
So you can come in, and so we have 12 acres, and we have over 14 of our buildings decked out in haunted vignettes, we call them, or stories. So you kind of wait, take your turn coming inside of the building, and they do like a whole story for you, scare you, and then you can move on to the next one. But we have all kinds of things on our grounds. We have a zombie maze. We have a stage that will have it's called A Physical Phenomena and Human Curiosities, and his name's Tom Hill. So he'll be like walking on nails and things like that. So apart from the buildings, there's just going to be a lot of kids running around, a lot of strollers. It's going to be kind of just a fun, scary evening.
Well, it sounds fun. It definitely sounds fun, and we want to be scared a little bit.
It's the whole point.
That's great. So, and how much are tickets? Can you buy them at the door?
Yes, you can buy them at the door. They're $15 a person, and we also are adding a cash-only line. So if you kind of want to get in quicker, you can get in that line and just make sure you have your dollar bills ready. But we also always recommend coming as early as possible, just because there's a lot of people, and you just kind of want to see everything you can in the before 10.
Yeah, about how long does it take to experience everything there? Let's say the doors open at 6:30, right? So how much time should you allow your family?
I think it always depends.
And
I think it depends which ones you want to see. But I think if you want to see everything, I would get there right at 6:30. Not going to lie. There's just so much, you know.
So you could potentially be there all night long experiencing everything.
Yeah.
But if you did everything, would it take you a couple hours to get through everything?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 2 hours at least. And we're only open three and a half hours, so.
Yeah. And now, will there be food to purchase, snacks?
Yeah, so we have some good ones. We have Chick-fil-A, we have Dinky Donuts, and we have Old Time Kettle Corn that you can purchase. So it's going to be right on the village
Chick-fil-A.
Ground on the next stage. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Chick-fil-A,
they have a full menu.
Chicken sandwiches?
Yeah.
Full menu, wow. That's great.
Well, not full, but it's going to be everything you can eat for dinner. Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds great. Great, great, great. So when mom and dad get home from work, kids be ready. You guys can fly over to the settlement and experience All Hallows Eve. Okay, so that's this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, starting at 6:30. And then coming up after that, you've got some other things. Big fundraising going on. Is that the next event going on at the settlement? Before we get into all of the Christmas, the holiday events?
Yeah, which will also be
tell
crazy.
Tell us about the barn raising.
Yeah, so that is...
in the mail. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's going to be such a beautiful evening. It's Saturday, November 5th, and it starts at 6 p.m., and it's to support our Agricultural Interpretive Center, which is currently under development, but all the benefits will go towards it. And it's going to be a big heated tent on our grounds, and we're kind of just inviting everyone. It's a jeans and jacket attire event, and we're going to have some great speakers. Agricultural journalists Max Armstrong and Orion Samuelson will be speaking, and we'll just have it's just going to be a great night. And we really just want to get it out there because we stopped taking tickets on October 26th, and you can go online to figure all that out. But it's going to be a really awesome event, just kind of supporting Napier Settlement.
Awesome. And this agricultural center, it'll be look like you said, it's a barn raising. It's going to actually look like a red barn. It's all the pictures. And the students, there's about 40,000 folks, 40,000 kids that go to Napier Settlement. Correct me if I'm wrong, Emma. Every year,
right.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is just another learning experience for them. That's going to just be blow you and the teachers and parents and kids away.
Yeah.
And something that I don't think it's in the Chicagoland area. So this is going to be even more of an attraction and a great tool to teach. Another great tool to teach. So people can come and buy a ticket, or you can sponsor the event. If you would like more information about sponsorship, call Emma over at Napier Settlement. I'm sure she could point you to the right person who's handling that. But definitely a worthy cause for sure.
Yes. It's going to be awesome. We're really excited.
Are the plans, too, on Napier Settlement's website so folks can check it out there?
Yeah, so if you go to buildings, you can find the center there, and it'll give you all the facts and everything that's going to be going on. And we have a bunch of antique farming equipment that we have going on in there, and all the science exhibits and things like that. So you can find out everything online.
Okay, fantastic. And that's NaperSettlement.org for
Correct.
Those of you that need a reminder of that. So tell us about anything else going on over at the settlement. Then we're going to the Christmas holiday, right?
Yeah, and we have tons
Anything
of stuff
going on
coming
for the
up.
Holiday?
Yeah, I mean, once November hits, it's going to be kind of crazy here. We have mansion tours, so Martin Mitchell Mansion will be giving tours, and it will be decked out and holiday-themed. I think it's Edwardian style, so it's going to be beautiful. And then we also have Chris Kindle Market coming. It's the only suburban location, and it's free, and it starts November 25th.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. That's big news
yes.
over at the settlement this year.
Yeah.
The Chris Kindle Market. Holy cow. That
yeah.
is going to be fantastic. And it's so fitting that it's there at the settlement because
yeah.
Naperville was founded by Germans. You
yeah.
know, Joe Naper, they came from Germany, a lot of German ancestry there. And it's nice, I mean, everybody enjoys it, but it's nice to that it's found a home there, another home in Naper Settlement, you know, the town that, you know, started with a lot of German families. So it's nice to
yeah.
keep their traditions alive.
Yeah,
that's
going
to
be great.
Now, is there an admission charge to go into the Chris Kindle Market?
No, it's free. So anytime after work, you can come on over and walk around, shop, and eat some delicious German food. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, potato pancakes. Hey, so what are the dates on that, Emma? So people can mark it on their calendars.
I'm pretty sure. Here, let me. It starts November 25th, and then it goes till December 24th. And I'm pretty sure it's Thursdays through Sundays. Or, here, let me make – I want to make sure. Just so I have it for you guys.
So that's going all month long. You know, there's certain
yeah.
days. It's not every day, folks, but it's pretty much most week. You know, weekends right after Thanksgiving, leading up until Christmas. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's Thursdays through Sundays. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic! So Thursday
yeah.
nights, and when you're at the settlement, they have the lights. I forget what you guys call
Naper
them.
Naper lights.
The whole Naper lights. That's it. Is all lit up. We went there last year and saw the Naper lights. It was so beautiful. We were there also on Christmas or New Year's Eve and walked around the grounds on New Year's Eve, and there was someone getting married in the chapel too. It was such a magical night, so beautiful. And it was just right before 6 o'clock, and then we walked over and did the countdown with the mayor in Naperville, and it was just a magical night. It's just so beautiful there.
Yeah.
If you've got troubles and worries, folks, get over to Naper Settlement because you're in the moment with your children there. You're in the moment in your life there. You're experiencing a beautiful environment, interesting buildings and the history, and it really makes you think about the big picture in life. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
all of this that came before us, and it's so wonderful that Naper Settlement has continued on the tradition and maintained and honored our past and teaching our children about this. I ran into Peggy Frank, who was the president of, I think that's what her title, of Naper Settlement for many, many, many years. I ran into her last week. It's so good to see her. She's now retired, but I have to do a shout-out to Peggy because seeing her, you know, I get emotional because of all that she has done at the settlement, and I'm just so thrilled that you all have continued on and built upon her legacy and what she's done in just really an amazing way. So this barn raising is going to be a fun night and
mm-hmm.
really then taking Naper Settlement into the next level and carrying on the tradition of education, but
mm-hmm.
in a really big way. So I really hope y'all can support. Listen to me. I'm talking like country girl. Y'all can support it. Support the barn raising.
Perfect. Yes.
Help with the barn raising. Are there plans to get the community out to help with the physical barn raising, I should say, quote unquote, when that time takes place, because that would be really something.
That would be awesome. I don't think so,
yeah.
but that's a great idea.
Maybe symbolically they can lift a wall up, because in the old days, not many people, you know, the community would come out and would help each family when it was time to build a new barn or take one
yeah.
down. They would come out and help raise the barn for the family. You know, it takes a village. So, and that's certainly something that Napier Settlement has, you know, people in the community have come out to support in big ways, this community. So we've got a lot going on at the settlement for sure.
Yes.
You can check out more at naperssettlement.org. Emma, anything else we might have missed? There's always something going on over there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, but we just want to see everyone this weekend on All Hallows Eve. It's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to see you, Dolly. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'll be looking for you. Are you going to be dressing up? Do I need to look out for
I wish.
You in costume?
No, I don't think we're allowed.
No, okay. Okay, not like 80s night when I saw Natalie dressed up in her 80s attire. I was so bummed. I totally forgot about 80s night at the Napier Nights. It was 80s night, and I had my lace gloves and my mini skirt all ready to go. I totally forgot about it. And I showed up and I saw Natalie Priest,
and they looked so great. It was awesome.
80s.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun year. Are you guys thinking about next summer already? Or you're gonna
I think they're in the talks now. So I think we're trying to get past All Hallows Eve, and then we'll start planning for next year.
Oh, yeah. You guys are always doing such amazing things over there. And see, they're always planning for the next year. Bigger and better, always, over at the Sullivan. Emma, thank you so much for your time to come on the show. It's always good to talk to you. Say hello to all my friends at Napier Settlement. And we'll see you guys this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Don't forget, folks, All Hallows Eve is Friday and Saturday night, starting at 6:30. Bring the kids out. You'll have a great time. It's a good way to enjoy the outdoors and fall time. Thanks, Emma, so much.
Thank you so much, Ellie.
We'll talk
to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. Oh, yes. It's always good to talk to Emma over at Napier Settlement. I just love that place so much. I'm glad you all do, too. And thank you all for sending me messages on Facebook and Twitter. I'm thrilled to hear from you, and I'm going to be picking someone, or a bunch of people, actually. I've got about 10 tickets here for All Hallows Eve this weekend for sure. So thanks for reaching out, everybody. All right, that's it for this week. Tune in next week. We've got another great show heading your way, and hopefully we'll be celebrating a lot of Cubs wins next week. We'll have the Brightside Theater on. Julie Cornick is going to be on the show, and we're going to have an expert come on and talk about bullying prevention. National Bully Month is October, and how fitting we have someone to come on and talk to us. So don't miss out on that show. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in to The Good Show. Thanks to our listeners on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. Always good to hear from you guys. Thanks so much. Remember to be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. Stay positive. And don't forget to like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. All right. Have a good one, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in. Go Cubbies!
I said hello.